Task 2. Sammy is talking to Jack, who is designing a page on composting to help the public understand what it is about. Listen to the conversation and write the information in the spaces below. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.
Jack, I've heard that you're working on a special page for our website.
Yes, I'm designing a page on composting. Do you know much about composting?
A bit. It's something like allowing food waste, such as vegetable scraps, to break down.
Well done. That's a concise way to explain it.
Thank you. So, what information about composting will be featured in the new page?
Well, in the first edition, we'll talk about the basics, like common composting methods.
Oh, tell me more.
OK. The page starts with finding a suitable location for it.
Somewhere shady and wet. You know, if you want waste to break down, you need to put it in a wet and dark place.
You're only half correct. An ideal location is a place or corner that is shady and dry. You definitely don't want somewhere that is wet.
OK.
The second part of the page is about what to put in the compost bin.
I know. Food waste.
Well, it's more than that. Generally speaking, there are two types of waste that can be put in a compost bin. We call them the green and brown materials.
Green and brown materials.
Yes. One example of green materials is fruit and vegetable waste. Another example is coffee grounds or tea.
Right, so besides fruit and vegetable waste, I can put tea and coffee grounds in the compost.
Correct. As for brown materials, examples include dead leaves and nutshells.
Dead leaves and nutshells?
Yes, nutshells. Shells of nuts like peanuts and pistachios. They're shells.
I see. Jack, is there any rule on how much green and brown materials to put in the compost?
A very good question, Sammy. Yes, there is a proportion. The ratio of green and brown materials is 1:3. That means one part of green materials to three parts of brown materials.
I see. Another question is, I've heard that meat scraps or any meat products shouldn't be put in the compost. Why?
The main reason is that it will smell and attract flies. As you know, rotten meat is very smelly and it is a magnet for flies. That's why, as a general rule, people don't put meat in their compost.
Right, because of the bad smell and flies.
Correct.
And are there other things that we need to do or pay attention to after putting the materials in the compost?
Yes, there are a couple of things to take note of. Firstly, we should make sure to turn the materials occasionally.
Turning the materials occasionally. Why?
To speed up the process and make it less smelly.
So, by turning the materials occasionally, the compost will be less smelly.
Yes, and it will help speed up the process. Another thing is to keep the compost moist. Not wet, just moist.
Okay, to keep the compost moist. And why?
Because the moisture in the compost helps the materials break down.
Right, to help the materials break down. And so how long do we have to wait for the process to be complete? I mean, for everything to break down to become something useful?
About 6 months.
Right, and what does the final product look like? What's its colour and what can we use it for?
Compost is a dark, earth-like material, and it is used in gardening.
Right, dark-coloured stuff. And it is used in gardening.
Yes.
Does it smell?
No, It just smells like earth.
That is the end of task 2. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.